Morning, everybody. Say, let's get everything squared away here, camera wise. Let's go through another sugya of Daf HaShavua. So this sugya is a Shas sugya called Siluk. Siluk. It's brought in various places in Shas, and it has implications both in Chashmish and Nebuchadnezzar. Let's go to work here. The Gemara has a shaila here, and the Gemara says, "B'kaisiv lav oida rusa daf pe gimel." It's a famous Tikkun Gemara, which is repeated in three or four places in Shas. Let's see. We can see how many exact places in Shas it's repeated. I believe it's repeated in the Tzad Hei and Gittin and Bav Basra. You can see in the Maaseres Shas. And the Gemara says, based on the Mishnah, which says, "Hakayis lishtai dinen dvarim ein li b'nechsayich," I'm being misaleph myself. And Rashi explains that we'll see the mechanism in a moment. It's from Cain Loma Kosovo didn't varam Elimsa Shemachra Venus Nakaim. Ask the Markasha. Vichy Kosovlo Hachi may have it. Beginning of the Gemara. Well, Tanya, I will look at there, right? Didn't varam Eli of Sodazu, Veli Asikpa, Vyadi Misulekis and Menel Emraclu. This entire set of language doesn't accomplish anything. Rashi says, "V'chikasav la may have v'chol shekain amira." If ksiva, which is a higher form of validation, doesn't work, so amira certainly doesn't work. Amira, an oral declaration, doesn't work. I'm lechaver kigain sada shel shutvim. Vayomer echa lechaver echa moshanis halalu. In halacha, precision is required, and you have to use exact lashonis to effectuate transfer, to effectuate mecher, whether it's for consideration, a matana without consideration. All of these things require lashonis of transfer of zechuyos. Just to say, I don't want anything to do with this. I'm disgusted with this deal. Yadi's Misalekasamena does not work. So the Gemara says, Omar the Beir of Yane, because of Leiva Oida Arusa. Gram of Kana, the Ram Kana, Nachla Balad, Makamachar, or the Mas Nole, Shayer Shana. A person can make a Tanai that I don't want to get it. I don't want it. Ukadarav, the Rav, I'm Yashi Transcom Ganzu, Shaim, Mike and Zoo. The Gemara goes on to have a further Shaka Vataria parallels to this type of a siluk. From the Mishnah is mavuyer that the words din and varam elia the Baal can be misalek himself from the schus of nichsei ishtai and her nichsei melug. Asks the Gemara, how can this lashon help? After all, it's not a lashon of matana, which is, as we said, all the way through Shas, proscribed exactly shyness. And the Gemara answers, talking about he wrote it when she was oida arusa before. She was Zeich in the Chasim because the Chasim still belonged to her father. And the Nichsim Malug are only written over to her when she is actually getting married. And therefore, the Lashon Siluk helps without a Lashon Matak. Ad Kan Sugi Zigmar. Rosh Hashanah will ask a very important kasha. If we're talking about its Bo'ida Rusa, why does the Baal have to be misalik from it at all? The Mishnah says clearly, we learned this about a month ago in the Defayin Ches, that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold that when it's a Rusa, if she imachra nechaseah, mechir is kayemes. So we see that the Rusa has the ability to sell the chasim. Tosfos de Ramas Goloi, to go to the Tosfos and the Vayin Ches, Amud Beis. I believe it's on page 57. If you can just go straight to 57 somehow. When going. There we are. So Taisa says, yes, the third Taisus. Lake pause there for a second to see how much of the Shakatari of the Gemara we need. Taisus Kasha stands on its own. If you can center the Taisus here. Beautiful. The actually Nisus Venisus Michra. Before she's married, that the machar is bottled tonight in Kain Lama Kasla doing the Dvarim Shemachar Nesnakayim, Mukim Lo B'Gemara V'Kaisla V'Eid Barusa. It was done before she was married. In Kain, Aiso Nachasim Nafla Achalai Nisus. But this is Iri, the Mashma Lai Kasla doing the Dvarim Machar bottle. So, Taisa asks Akasha that if we're talking about that it's still Barusa, why does Baal have to be Masalik himself? Since the Mishnah says that if it was Nafla Chasim before she was married and then she married, Gamriel says, "Macher nachaseh the mechir is kayemis." The Taisus has the teretz. Many Rishonim ask this kasha, astira in the two sugyas, and there are various nafkaminas in Rishonim Machrayim, which we'll try to explain for this the week's Kibbura. The Ramban and the Ramaskal Hatanan asks Taisus kasha. And he says, Afal pisha and chasim lafel achar mikan. Mahani na midan lash zel lash matana filled up shin of ailam adamat masna. Sorry, it's a lush and masna. It's a lush of tonight. Tain and chasim shalak shiurusa. Af pisha nis is a mark of dos and kayim. That's place is kasha. Call nashes by ailam. Lafis for us a mission. She cried with shikhaz rabbi saying of them. Shemach a bottle. Before the takana. Im kain. Lama kasa in varma was hach. Lama kain was hach. Lama kasa in kasha. Lama kasha in tach za baal. Shai be din. Shemach when us a bottle. That's the Ramban's and kasha. The Ramban says that we're talking about. That's not the case. We're talking about here, but Nechasim that was mindful to her after Nisuin, totally after she's married. And in order to sell these Nechasim, the Baal, who has a right to the ownership interests here, the Baal needs to be Mesalik himself from him for the Nisuin, while she's still Nerusa, meaning she is going to acquire properties after she's married, and she would like to sell them. The Baal has a lien on it. In order for her to sell them, the Baal has to actively be mesalik the himself for these properties before the nisuin, because once the nisuin happens, it is too late. And the kavanah of the Gemara, therefore, is that in order to sell these nechasim, there has to be a clean playing field. And for that, the Baal had to have siluk before. The Baal would have had to mesalik himself before the marriage. Ba'oida arusa. I can't tear it to the Ramban. Rabbeinu Harash brings a raya from Yerushalmi. See, this Yerushalmi is mentioned in the Ramban too, but let's see it in the Rush. Because the Raya from the Rishalmi that the Baal cannot be Mesalik himself and Mishas Erefin for the Chasim that are going to come into the marriage. Can't do that. Why? Because it's not yet an Ezrashus. It's not yet an Ezrashus, and therefore he has no right of Siluk. Let's see it inside the Kashan. The Imkain. Afilu. feel my kasav lo nami machar kaim. The tanale alachlay nasis v'nasis rabbi lo machum nasa kaim. This is the Taisus Kashrus. Shleim the masis and talk tenai darmalay before the after the takana. Rambam zal kasav mistalikum nachashlov la achar chinasi tzilu ba'almu. The mashin roile dain adam masna shleiyiskaboy. Not yet his. He can make a tanai to misalik himself when the marriage happens, when it falls into the rishus. Said the rest is only one problem. We have Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi, they're going to see in Hassam, Amra Birmia, Bo, Kam Rabzera, Kassel, Adin, Ren, Lachsayah, Panaflo, Achar, Mikan, Mao. Biash Adam Masnel, Dover, Shein, Ibrishusai. Like Damla Kaisel, Vaida, Rusa, Tassam, Nachasim, Fariada, Isha. So the Rush says, if Nisir Shalmi is mashma, Kosovlo didn't var mail Mirsayef and Nachlar Machin came out, which seems to be exactly our case. And you have to always know how to read your Shalmis. That's why I pause here for a second. Viesh Adam Masnadovashusai. That's the Lashar Shalmi Takasha. Said your Shalmi. Tahasam Kvarbiada Isha, which is Orus. Arusa, she has some rights to it. The father gave her the rights as an engaged woman that she's going to get this afternoon soon. But here, the Baal can't make a masne, cannot make a tanai in something which totally is not a drushus. Rush learns that this Yerushalmi is telling you that the siluk does not help. Siluk on the future does not help. So we have machlekes here between the Ramban and the Rush. And Rabbi Chanan explains this machlokes in the following way. It depends on what the site of the din of siluk is. If the siluk is from nichsi isha, or the siluk is from the schus and the baal be'ishtai. Lachamol, yesh lach kair. What is the site of the din of siluk? Is it siluk, the din of siluk, a baal? Is it a baal is misalk himself from nichsi ishtai, or he's been misalk himself from the schus he has as a husband? Lam de Shavart. Said Rabbi Chanan, this is what the Rush and Ramban are being chelik on. The Rush learns that he's being misalk some of the actual assets from the Nechassim. Just please stay where we are for a second. And therefore, just let me explain it outside, and then we'll see Rabbi Chanan inside. And therefore, he holds that it siluk, Mishas Erisin, cannot help on the Nechassim which are going to come after the Suin. It simply can't help because the siluk is on this specific neches and it can't help. Why? Because the nechassim have not yet come to b'shas siluk. Ramban holds that that's from the schus of the baal be'ishtai, and therefore he holds in such a case you can be misalk yourself from your husbandschaft. That's the pshat. You're being misalk yourself from the schus that a husband has be'ishtai, and therefore it doesn't matter. Not the specific nechassim. I'm being misalk myself from everything. Therefore, it doesn't matter if it's still in your rishus, if it's already in your rishus. I should be able to misalk myself from this specific item. Doesn't matter because the specific item is irrelevant because it is a siluk from the ganze schusei habal. Comes in Rabbi Chanan, please. Chanan then goes on to say various nafka minutes. Let's first see the chakir inside. Rabbi Chanan, writes very bekitzer. Vayid Bershalmi, mefshel istalk ben chasim shiyiplu achkach. Pirshu beishnei perushim. This is the Ramban of the Rush. Aleph, da'ir bekais vayderusa. Since the Baal never got him yet, because she's only in Arusa, the siluk simply is an invalid siluk. Never had it. You can't be misalk something you don't have. Well, she said, "Muchach the din siluk kal nechassim shlo yizkem behem." B'zeh shel lechalik be nechassim lechassim. I'm far shasiluk kal al din baal shlo yachol b'shas tesuin. Another way of understanding siluk. That's not a siluk of the nechassim. In that case, you have to start pondering whether the Nechassim are in your Rishus, just misalik or not. No. Well, the Baal is saying, I don't want to be a Baal. The guy with these assets. They ain't a siluk al Nechassim. The not calling any specific call. I don't want this apartment building because it's too much of a hassle. No. The siluk is a Kabbal. Klal. Ain't Bakal Chal is a Chassim. What's the difference? I just don't want to be a husband for you and in certain financial matters. Then he says, as we saw, based on his word, there are nafkaminas legabe the following things. First of all, mixas and chasen, as we just saw. And the second is, the Gemara says that you can be misalk yourself only from your rushes about, not your rushes ben. You have no right from the misalik from your rushes ben. And the machlekes and rishayim, what's the difference in your rushes about and your rushes ben? Rashi and Tosis hold that Yerusha is a ben of deraisa. Patrilineal Yerusha is deraisa. Yerusha is a baal, is a takonis, nachomim, midirabonon. And therefore, Yerusha is a ben cannot be misulak under any circumstances because that is going connected to Taira. Yerusha is a bane. Yerusha is a baal, I'm sorry, is a rabbana dika in action. A male, a person has a right to perhaps be misal himself for that. Rabbi Chana says, you say the machlekes that the Ran holds, that silik is meikras chus Yerusha. And therefore, if you are Yerush and was zeichen Yerusha, it can't be misalk himself anymore. Rashi and Taisis hold that the silik is from the chasin. Therefore, the silik is shayach, even though he was zeichen in the Yerush, misalk Yerusha. As I state in Rabbi Chana. So we have two nafkaminis on the two sides of this Lamdish of Hakira, this Lamdish of Hakira, the work of the week. And let's do a quick check inside as to what Rabbi Chana is basing the second Nafkimin on. Let's see the Gemara again. The Gemara says, Nachla bo l'odom imakam achar, odom mas no le'ash le'irushena. So there's the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in Divrei Maschil Rashi mimakam achar, on one hand, and the round on the second hand. Rashi de Ramas Klimachav Acher. Nachla Bola Adam. Mimakim Acher. Masna Lea Shalay Rishena.
Back in our daf?
No, we're in the wrong daf. This is Ein Ches. We're on Pei Gimel, my entire. Bebes. Yeah, the first Talmud. There you go. No, we're a Pesach. Stay in the Gemara, please. Further up.
So this is later. I'm trying to get the right one.
No, 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 no. No, you don't have to go all the way back. Can you stay there, please, and pay base on base?
It is? Okay.
Go further up. No, it's on Pei Gimel and Aleph. So let's go to Pei Gimel, the Gemara.
What's this? I think it was in the beginning.
So in Rashi de Rav Maschil, Mimakam Acher, says Rashi, Shein Rushes of Isov, Elade Mice of Tavilek, Nachas Ishtoi, Abole Alde Nesuin. Says Rashi, the Shun Shaloi, the Hail Mishum Takanti di De Tikun Rabbanan, it's a Takanis Chachamim. And the word then brings parallels to something that a Baal is able to be, Michael. So Rashi explains the chilk in Rushus of Baal and Rushus of Vaisav, Rushus of Vaisav, and the Raisa, Rushus of Baal is only at the Kondra Rabbanim. Taisa de Ramaskar of Kahana says the same thing. And we don't have time to go through this. Tysis, but Tysis basically says he's saying Misayas Rashi, or not a chelik in this case, and that the chelik between Rishus HaBaal and Yerusha Sa'av. Rishus HaBaal Tkan Rabban, Rishus Sa'av Daraisa. The Ran is a different pshat. The Ran Divar Maskel, the Ha Omer Rav Kahana, says, all the way back in the Maamar HaKoimos, there's another chelik between Rishus HaBaal and Rishus HaVaisa besides the obvious Daraisa and Rabbanu. When it comes to Rishus HaBaal, Bishas HaSiluk, which is before the Nisuin, he didn't actually own anything. He didn't have a Zkus Yerusha. Yerusha Savaisav, B'shas he certainly had a Yerusha, because everybody's born with a Zkus Yerusha. When you're born, you have a Zkus Yerusha. See the round side? Kalaymar, Sha'ach there's no right to it. Other Maslay of they came in Shirely Bechal Shah, that's what this Yisai de Rosh Hashanah Hayuki Lizachabalin Le Sagabisiluk. Like Matana. The Yafshish Rezachabalagam Leba Haben. I'm sorry, Rusas Abal, where when it comes to Yerusha's Abal, B'shas HaSiluk, which is before the Nisuin, nothing, he didn't own any Yerusha. It's not his parents. What Yerusha did he have? It could only come through his wife. Yerusha's Avaisa, B'shas HaSiluk, L'maisa, he already had the Yerusha because that's what he was born with. When a person is born, he, so to speak, has his Yerusha. Says Rabbi Chanan, that Oibazoi, we can understand this machlekes between Rashi and the Ran, the same as we understood the machlekes between the Rosh and the Ramban. The Ran holds the siluk that's from the Ikud in Yerusha, and therefore he holds if you're the Yerush, it was Zeichin the Yerusha, he can't be Mesalik himself anymore, it's too late. Rashi and Tosis hold that the siluk is from the actual Mechasim, and therefore they hold that the siluk the Shaykh, even if he was really Zeichin with it, because we're talking about specific assets the person is able to be. From this is in the Kovetz Ar Simen Mem Eis Beis. Let's find it. There you go. We'll be at Varv Nira. Rav Chanan is explaining the Ran and Tosis. The Siluk and other Rishonim which follow the same track. Siluk. For a Yerush helps that it will not be mizal. This is really an earlier machlekes in the beginning of a kaisif. Taisis prishut nachal balon makamach. Why not? The Daita Siluk al Din Yerush. You're being misalik yourself for the Din Yerush. The Ben, as once he was Nailad, he has Din Yerush because that's how life works. When you're born, you have a Din Yerusha. Nichsi Aviv. Afshadayin doesn't matter. Every single baby is a Yerush. It doesn't matter, you still can't be mistalik because you are being mistalik from Yerusha. And Tosis holds the siluk is not in the din Yerush, it's specific in the klasim. And therefore, gam ben ha'yishayach din siluk yilav tamadav deraisa. If not the fact that Yerusha was a deraisa, there will be shayach because of din the klasim. So we have one chakira explicated by Rabbeinu Rabbi Chanan in two separate sugyas. And two separate machlekes. And that chakira is, are you being misalk yourself from the specific nechasim, or are you being misalk yourself from the din of Yerush, a din of getting something, either from Yerush's Aviv, which is the Raisa, so you can't, but theoretically you would be able to. And then the Mafkiman would be Yerush's Abal. Well, you are able to, because it's only the Rabbanan. And that's the machlekes to the Rosh and the Ramban, and the machlekes, the parallel machlekes is between Rashi and Tosfos on one hand, and the Ramban and the Ran holds that the Masilta is from the Yerusha, and Rashi and Tosfos hold it is from the Nechashim. So we have two Machlekes and Rishonim aligned beautifully around this Chakira, and they both say their respective Svaris, and we now have explanations for each side of these Chakiras. I count for today. We'll see you next week. Everybody have a good week. Thank you.